The Isur of Amira Lahakum applies both to Isur the Raisa on Shabbos and also Isur of Rabbanon. Even something which is only also Mirabbanon is still an Isur of Amira Lahakum. We'll see certain leniencies when it comes between the Raisa and the Rabbanon in regards to the Tzarat Mitzvah. Also regards to if a person did do it, and we said there's an issue of being the henna, there are differences between if the goy did a deraisa for you, the goy did a rabbanon. But in regards to the etzem issur of amir la'akum, applies both to a deraisa and to a rabbanon as well. There's one scenario where it doesn't apply. We know that it's also for a Jew to do something on Shabbos, even though it's a davar is common, if it's a psik reisha and it's going to happen, so a person, his goal, his intent is to do X, but Y is going to result. And Y is a psik reisha. Whatever Y would be a psik reisha, which would be a malacha, which would be also to do on Shabbos. So psik reisha is also to do on Shabbos. Amir la'akum on a psik reisha, Mishabur pas, Amir la'akum on a psik reisha is mutter. So if I ask the scenario which the Mishabur is talking about, the Ramah is talking about, the Mishabur's understanding of it, is there was a heter to ask a goy to light a fire on Shabbos because of the danger of the coal. And there is the stove which you're asking him to light to warm the house. There's food there. The goy has no intent to heat the food. He's not really interested in the food at all. His focus is lighting the fire to save the people from the danger of the extreme cold, which is mutter because of the sakana. So it's a mutter to do amir la'akum on the sakana part of it. That's mutter. He's also lighting the fire. That's a psik reisha. He's cooking the food. That's a psik reisha. We don't have to worry about that. That's what Mishabur understands. So let's say, for example, I left the light on in my refrigerator on Shabbos. I forgot to turn off the light. I realize after Shabbos starts that the light's going to go on. When I open the door of the refrigerator, the light's going to go on. I left something in the back seat of my car, and I need it on Shabbos, and I realize that if I open the door to my car, the light's going to go on. So a car is muksa, but moving a muksa l'tzarach mekaymei is mutter. So I'd be allowed to move the muksa of the door because I need to get through that place to get the item inside. That's a valid tzarach mekaymei. However, I'm going to turn on the light. I cannot do that. That's a psik reisha. I'm going to turn on the light. It's not my kavana. My kavana is to open the refrigerator door. I have no interest in turning on the light. It's a psik reisha. Psik reisha is going to turn on the light when I open the car door. It's a psik reisha. But I can ask a goy to do it. Because I'm asking goy to move muksa in a way which is mutter. I'm asking goy to open the door which is mutter. The fact that it's also going to turn on the light, that's a psik reisha. It's not his kavana, and that is mutter. There's two ways to understand that. Either it's because it's not part of my amira. I didn't ask him to turn a light. I asked him to open a door. Right, that's one way to understand. Think another way of saying it, that's add some kula, that Chazal did not ask for psik reisha by amira la'akum. Now, there is an opinion which says that it's also, but the Mishabura passes that that's mutter. So psik reisha in a situation where you're asking God to do something which would be a problem, because the psik reisha is not a problem of amira la'akum. Have a good morning.